And we start our week on Culture File with another visit to County Kilkenny, where comedian and writer Maurice Gohan, now free to go, has been contemplating vices and how we acquire them, from box sets to sweets and sticks.
I'm still living on my boyfriend's family's farm. I've been here for 3 months now. I've only been going out with my boyfriend for 7 months, so that's a fairly outrageous ratio. I do kind of like it though, living with his parents and brothers. It's kind of quaint. Feels like olden times. Mainly because his father keeps shouting, "Where's my bloody dairy?" when I walk in the room. It was that same father's birthday last weekend. My gift to him was a 6-pack of Coke and a packet of Milkados. And he loved it. He screamed in happiness. He's a sugar addict. He's not a big drinker, he doesn't smoke, but he can neck a tub of ice cream like nobody else. Sugar is his thing. If I gave him a choice of 10 more years of life or a 99 cone, I'm pretty sure he'd pick the 99. Vices are an interesting thing. Does something need to be inherently bad to be a vice? No, otherwise there wouldn't be limits on treadmills during peak hours. Of course there's exceptions, but the exception proves the rule. By saying, "I don't eat meat on a Tuesday," it implies you eat meat on the other 6 days. Some vices are bad from day one, sure, like heroin or Westlife's music. But most things are okay initially. So when does something go from an innocuous thing you enjoy to a vice? A glass of wine a day is good for you, but a bottle a day will kill you. Exercising will prolong your life, but exercise for 6 hours a day and you'll end up in the hospital. A bar of chocolate gives you dopamine, but 20 bars gives you heart disease. So is a vice just something fun you do to excess so it stops being fun? If so, where's the tipping point? There's a dog on the farm called Grizzly, and he's obsessed with sticks. All he wants is to have a stick thrown. It's taken over his life. You could throw him 50 sticks, and he still wants more. Everything he sees is a potential stick. It's ruined his relationships. You can't pet him or tell him he's a good boy without him presenting a bloody stick in front of you. There was probably a time when a stick was a fun, exciting thing for him. But now he's defined by it. It's taken over his life. He might know what the tipping point was, but unfortunately he's a dog, and dogs can't talk. So I need to look further inwards to figure this one out. A week ago, I started watching a new show on Netflix, The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's a reality show about rich housewives in Beverly Hills and their champagne parties and fights over lip gloss. I watched the first episode and I loved their Botox faces and 85-carat rings. I loved that they spent more on an Easter egg than I do on 3 months' rent. Excess will always be thrilling to me, and watching women argue when they can't move their faces is better than a James Bond film.
All right, Lisa, don't do crystal meth in the bathroom all night long.
Bitch.
Say
do not put your finger in my face.
You're going to get my
finger in your face, too.
Listen, no.
Stop it!
You know, you don't know what's going to happen, but it's going well.
So I came across this show and I thought, oh, lovely, some trashy TV I can watch now and again as a distraction, a way to unwind from the day. Now I'm watching 6 episodes a day. By 10 a.m., I'm 2 episodes in. I yell at my boyfriend when he comes in the room and interrupts me watching the girls. My fun distraction has become an obsession. When the internet cut out, I screamed so loud people thought I had hurt myself. I need to know how Camille is handling the divorce with Kelsey Grammer, I shout as dinner is called. Who's going to get the Malibu house? What was the turning point? When I started following one of the girls' personal chefs on Instagram? When I asked my boyfriend's mother to pick up some caviar from Dunn's? When I considered giving myself a nickname of Gallabout Town? I don't know. The problem with turning points is you can't pinpoint them. It's an oxymoron in a way. Less a turning point and more a turning vague idea. No one can pinpoint the drink that turned them from a good time party guy to an alcoholic. The piece of cake that gave them diabetes. Maybe that's the excitement of it. Us all tiptoeing the fine line of enjoyment and vice, wondering which step will be the one to ruin us. One man's virtue is another dog's vice, Grizzly barked to me today as we contemplated it all. Now throw that bloody stick before I bite through the electricity wires.
Maurice Gohan there, contemplating throwing the stick. And next time on Culture File, we're looking at the strange and awesome powers of TikTok.